Item number four is an application for a subdivision and rezoning for 990 John Bruce Road East under file DAS 4 of 2008.
Okay. I have one person registered. That's F. Manfredi. Anybody else in the gallery wishing to speak to this? Seeing none? Okay. Yes, this is the applicant. Do you want to take control of this one?
Just a question.
Good evening, Chairman.
Mr. Manfredi.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello.
You've read, I'm assuming you've read the report?
Yes.
You're fine with all the recommendations?
I think so.
Okay. I have a question for the planner. Lot 7.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just, it's not to Mr. Manfredi, but if you can clarify what,
well,
what's going to happen with Lot 7 is...
What a couple of options here. We could have basically denied building permits on Lot 7, period, until such time as a consolidation of that lot and the lands were put together and a conceptual plan was done for the remaining lands just to the east and south.
Right.
What we actually felt, though, was that there's no reason why you couldn't get a building permit on Lot 7 as long as the house is properly situated. Cited such either onto John Bruce or onto Tascona, such that it doesn't interfere with any future subdivision. And by doing, but basically, so what we did was we just put some constraints on how close it has to be to the west property line.
Right, I saw that.
So basically, it locks it into a pocket on John Bruce or on Tascona, either one. You could get a building permit there, and that would still then leave the remaining areas for, could be consolidated with the city lands to the east and the privates in the future. Because otherwise, if you don't lock it, if you allow for building permits at all, the house could go in the middle of the lot, and then you've completely...
Could you not put two lots on Lot 7?
Being that it was such an irregular shape, we just decided to leave it for now.
You could, but the fact is that they haven't... You couldn't do it now. They can get one lot right now, or one home right now, but one building.
And you're comfortable with that?
Yes.
In the future, if they want to split that, they can.
That's right. So my understanding is 1000 John Bruce Road, that 7.4 meters is city-owned, or?
Immediately adjacent to the east?
To the east, yes.
Yes, we actually own a parcel, that long strip that goes right
down
to Tascona.
That's 7.4 meters or whatever that is.
Another parcel, a second parcel at the fronts on to Tascona, a little bit further south. So a fairly hefty chunk of city land in there.
Okay. So then the immediate neighbor at 1016, that would eventually incorporate?
Well, I mean, a portion that the Bruce family could sell a portion. They could retain their existing home and sell portion of their land at the rear.
Okay.
And that could be consolidated with the city lands, and you could get lots all the way along Tascona.
Right.
That's a possibility, but right now they haven't indicated any interest to do that. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Councilor Vandell?
Okay, I have no more questions.
Motions? Councilor Vandell moves that the report of lengthy public service be taken as read.
Thank
you. All those in favor, opposed, carried. That receipt of public notice be concluded. All those in favor, opposed, carried.